Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Lauren Alabahai Desert here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's currently May 5th, 2016. Today, I'm talking about a unique grocery store located in Chester, Pennsylvania. It's called Fair and Square. And I actually learned about Fair and Square a few months ago when I was surfing through Facebook, and I came across a short video clip about this grocery store, and it's been on my mind for the past few months. It was really unique. It stood out to me primarily because this store gives out discounts to customers when they purchase produce, and it's just a great way to motivate healthy eating. In California, I know many grocery stores give out discounts, but it's mostly for, from what I observe, for junk food, frozen foods, buy one, get one free offers. And so Fair and Square, again, stood out to me for this reason. So I'm really excited today to have Mike Vacher on the line. He is Vice President of Retail Operations of Fair and Square. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Lauren. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being on the call. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what's your background?
Sure. I've been in retail for about 38 years. Started out as, you know, bagging groceries in high school, went all through my career, just stayed in the supermarket, loved it, and had various positions throughout the years, store director, district manager, director of community affairs. At one point, one of the store owners that I worked for opened a nonprofit that dealt with supermarkets in the inner cities, primarily the stores that were, or the areas that were called food deserts. So I got a little background in that before coming over with the Phil Abundance team here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and can you give us more detail about Fair and Square? I've read that it's a grocery store, but why is it unique?
It's unique because it's a nonprofit grocery store. So basically what we're really, really concerned with is not so much making a profit, but having a huge impact on the community and for the customers that come in and shop here. We really reach out to the customers in a lot of different ways, but we have a lot of focus groups that we talk to, bring in customers and talk to them and find out what it is that they want from us, and even down to the product lines. So we bring different groups in and ask them what they would like to see in the store. And we try and go out and procure the items so they have exactly the customers what they want.
And you mentioned food desert before, and I know that's a big topic in relation to Fair and Square. What makes Chester a food desert, and what exactly is that?
Food desert is really generally an area where there is either no access or very limited access to fresh, affordable, healthy foods. And Chester had been a food desert for over 10 years without a supermarket in it. And typically you have an area where major supermarkets over the years have pulled out and left no place to buy food for customers.
So residents in Chester had a lack of access to healthy food or to a grocery store. And from my understanding, Fair and Square came in. And Fair and Square is a nonprofit. How is it a nonprofit, and where did it obtain funding from to open in Chester?
Yes, it's a nonprofit, and the funding came from a lot of different sources. They had folks that donated, and large companies like TRF, the Reinvestment Fund, Robert Wood Johnson, Harry and Jeanette Weinberg. There was many people that came alongside of it to get it started and donated to the project.
Are individuals able to make donations as well to Fair and Square?
Yes, they can.
This was backed by Phil Abundance, you mentioned.
Correct.
What is Phil Abundance?
still abundance is the area's Philadelphia area's food bank serving Philadelphia and New Jersey, 9 counties in Pennsylvania and 4 counties in New Jersey.
Yes, and so it's a food bank, and they managed to open Fair and Square. That's really great.
Correct.
And does Fair and Square offer common products to customers as what they would find in other grocery stores?
Yes, we have all the national brands that you would think you would get in any supermarket, and we also have private labels, and we also procure a lot of different foods for ethnicity and just for different diets, sometimes religious diets. We have products for Latino customers, Jamaican, West Indies, all through the Caribbean. Also have halal products in the store for the Islamic families. So yeah, you can get just about anything you would normally get in what you would think is a traditional supermarket in Fair and Square.
Yeah, that's really amazing. You can have access to so many products to a grocery store that's a nonprofit. How is this model different from a co-op? Because I know co-ops are also growing in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on the co-op side. I've always been on the kind of the retail for-profit side until coming with Fair and Square Philabundance about a year and a half. Co-ops are basically owned by people and consumers, and the members have to make up any of the losses, and the profit also goes back to the members in the co-op model. They're a for-profit model, and they have a board of directors that are elected. The Fair and Square model, the nonprofit model, the profits go back into operations and to other programming, never to any individuals. And then also we have to raise money where we need to, to keep supporting the project. It's a 501c3
right.
Organization.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So Fair and Square is more backed by organizations and individuals giving funds directly to the operations.
Correct. And
that's
run by a board of directors that were not mm-hmm. elected. So it's a really exciting model. You had mentioned about the produce and giving back a percentage. So one of the unique things that we have is we have a what's known as a Carrot Cash program, and that's basically your customer loyalty card. So if a customer comes in and signs up, there's different ways they can sign up. It's all free. But the customers that qualify under the federal poverty guidelines get a 7% cash back on an account for themselves, their own personal account, their own loyalty card. So everything that they buy, they're earning 7% that goes on a card for them, and they can spend that on any future purchases. And then we did a healthy eating initiative that if they buy anything in produce, any fruits and vegetables, we also give them an additional 3% on top of the 7. So they can buy their produce at 10% discount every day, and that goes on to their account, and then they can spend it whenever they want. So if they're shopping during the week, they can use it. They can redeem some of it. They can redeem all of it or some of it, or they can let it wait until the end of the month. So customers can at the end of the month, when money is typically a little tighter, they just come in and ask the cashier, how much do I have on my Carrot Cash account? So they'll tell their customer exactly how much they have, and they can spend that. And sometimes we see the customers are only buying food at the end of the month with their Carrot Cash money that they've built up.
So when they get a discount on the produce, is that discount, the percentage rate, applied to all produce, or do you ever change it based on a certain produce item?
No, it's on the entire category, the entire department. When you come in our store, the first thing you see is a big, beautiful produce department. We really try and push the produce and the fresh meats and things of that nature. So the discount goes to the customers on anything they buy in produce.
Do you ever give items away for free, like produce items? In the video that I watched that featured Fair and Square, I did see that cantaloupe was offered for free one day. Do you ever do that?
That's a great question, Arne. Yes, we started about 3 months ago giving away free products, and we've given away over 200,000 pounds in the last 3 months of free product, and it's primarily in the field of produce. So customers can come in, and sometimes it's potatoes or yams or cantaloupes or watermelon. The other day we had zucchini out there, onions. So it's all different things that Phil Abundance will supply us with that they get from different suppliers. The first time was right around Thanksgiving, and we got like 5 pallets of bananas because everyone was going to be closed over the weekend. So the depots had donated the product, and we bring it down here and we give it away for free to the customers.
And you had mentioned that you have a history of working in traditional grocery stores. What were typically the discounts given at traditional grocery stores in terms of the kinds of items that were discounted?
Yeah, traditional grocery store, you know, they have their weekly circulars where they put things on sale that are available to customers. I've never seen a discount program like our Carrot Cash program, where they're getting like a 7% or a 3% on produce type of program. It was just whatever was in the circular for the week was really what they were offering off of their food. So it was kind of at a point of sale they would see a savings.
Yeah, that's kind of what stood out to me, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, is most traditional grocery stores that I see when they're giving out discounts, it's geared more towards unhealthy food products. And so that's why I wanted to feature Fair and Square on today's broadcast. Do you know of other grocery stores that are similar to Fair and Square that are opening in the U.S.?
The Salvation Army in Baltimore, Maryland, is trying to open a supermarket similar to Fair and Square. They came up and toured our store about four months ago, and you know, we talked and discussed things that they would need to know going into this area of a nonprofit supermarket. So I know they're working on the model right now to try and get a nonprofit supermarket open down in the Baltimore area.
Oh, that's Baltimore, great. Maryland. And how have customers responded to Fair and Square?
Yeah, they love us. They just think that we're just super friendly, super clean store. They love the fact that it's beautiful. You come in, it's well lit, it's bright. Customers are always saying our employees are the friendliest around. They love our fresh meats, our fresh produce. They're really excited about the fact that they can come in certain days during the week and get free product along with their groceries that they're purchasing, and it really helps them to get the complete job done of feeding their family for the month. And I think that's exciting, because one of the customers had said to me, "Mike, we were so excited about this free food. I really didn't know what I was going to eat this week because it was the end of the month, and this is just going to help my family get through." So they're really excited about it. Customers are telling customers, and it's going really, really well, and they're excited about it from what we can see.
Yeah, and it sounds really interactive as well to promote eating healthy, because I know that's a trend in the U.S. and I've seen it in California in the restaurant sector, and so to see healthy eating being promoted in a grocery store just sounds really modern and cutting edge.
Yes, I agree. We have the Food Trust that comes in. They're a nonprofit here based out of Philadelphia. They come in and they do healthy eating tours twice a month. So they'll have customers sign up for the tour, and then they have a nutritionist walks them through the aisles and shows them you know, what's healthy. If they're making a certain recipe, what could they use to replace certain things like sugars or sodiums and things like that, and just teach the customers really how to buy a little bit healthier, a little bit smarter. And then the customers can come in the following week. They do a cooking demonstration, and they show the customers how they can cook all their food and how they can cook healthy, and they do sampling and testing. And so I think it's great, yeah, to your point, let them come in and really find out a little bit more about the healthy things that are going on in the store and promote that rather than the other items that we do sell.
Wow, yeah, so you have an educational component to it as well. That's awesome. Where is the produce and the food coming from? I know that you had mentioned Philabundance is a food bank. What organizations contribute food?
To Philabundance? They have a lot of different produce suppliers and a lot of different groups. I don't know all of them, but there's the port here, right in Philadelphia, that for the East Coast, a lot of the produce comes into the port here in Philadelphia. And they work a lot with the produce port down here in Philadelphia and get a lot of their product. And we also procure product from there and other suppliers. They get donations from the port quite a bit.
That's great. And if listeners want to learn more about Farron Square, where can they go? Do you have a website? How can they contribute?
We do. We can. Your website for Farron Square is www.fair, and that's spelled F-A-R-E. nsquare.org. And they can also, if they want to donate, they can go to www.philabundance.org.
Okay, that's great. All right, thank you so much, Mike, for filling us in on Farron Square. That sounds like such a great grocery store, and it sounds like you're having a lot of fun there.
We are. We have fun every day. Exciting.
All right. Do you have any final words that you would like to say about Farron Square? Anything you would like to contribute?
Yeah, we just want to thank you for calling us, having an interest in us, and we just hope that this model would continue throughout the country, because I think it's a wonderful thing.
All right, great. All right, thank you so much for calling in today, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye, you too.
All right, that was Mike Basher from Fair and Square. That was really great to have them on the line. I'm really excited about this business model, or this model really for a grocery store. I have never heard of it before, and it's been something I've had interest in for some time now, because especially in California, hearing about the drought and how it's impacting the farming options in California. Definitely the question comes up a lot about food being tossed out, food being thrown away, and how to motivate people to have healthier diets. And so I came across Farron Square, and they just really stood out to me. So again, Mike provided the link to their website if you'd like to learn more. And I'm very excited to connect with food banks in California to see what initiatives are taking place. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope all of you have a great week. Take care.